you doing?
I'm okay, what's you?
Hey, good. Hey, so I spoke to Trust One real quick, and I don't know if I'm playing catch up, but basically they were asking me, you know, I think you're talking to me and then your mom's talking to them. So they're asking me, like, why did the payment come out? It should have come out in October. And I explained to them, we funded this in August because the August to September payment was prepaid. That's why the second payment was coming out. But then the person I was speaking at to Trust One, who wasn't Richard, who was someone else, who speaks better English, he's like, well, if they're having trouble, you know, if they're financially having trouble, can we put the payment on hold? And I said, no, because you're trying to do another equipment loan with us. And if you guys have any issues with payments, then we can't keep funding you. So I'm not sure what's going on.
No, what originally was happening was you said that because we paid our first payment and the last payment, right? You want to check that we sent out?
Yeah, the first and last payment, correct.
And then you told my mother that, well, I think on the email that the first payment will be October, not September.
No, it can't be. I never said that. I would never say that. It's the first payment covers August to September. Covers August to September. There must be some confusion. Did I tell her that?
Yeah, she was understanding that the payment will go out October, not this month.
No. Well, I mean, maybe let me take a look. I don't want to say that. I'm not here to mislead you guys. Give me a second, buddy. Can you bear with me?
Sure.
Yeah. No, the only thing I mentioned was that the working capital, well, we could reapprove it early October. Can we get everyone on the conference call to sort this out? I want to make sure you guys are taken care of, but I don't know where this is coming from.
Okay, give me one second, please.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Vivian?
Good, I'm trying to help. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
And thanks for getting on the phone with me. I just want to solve this problem. So I think there's some confusion where, can you let, from what I understand, you thought that the second payment would be due in October?
Yeah, you told me that too.
When did that?
I don't want to come too early to a payment. You say, oh, you have already departed the first month, and it's the September, so it's no pay. And starting October, you told me about it.
Honestly, if I said October, it was a huge mistake. I don't believe I said that, but I'm not trying to be rude. When I remember when we were funding Trust One sales, you didn't want to start the payments until you got the equipment, correct?
No.
Correct? No. Before, one thing
I
we
didn't
went
say
back.
This.
Well, that's what you guys had originally. Okay. I don't want to be hostile. I just want to solve the problem. I'm here to help. John knows that I'm here to help. So when we had originally funded the transaction, one of the issues was that you guys, from what I understood, didn't want to pay the vendor until the equipment was delivered. Unfortunately, we are required to pay, the vendor requires us to pay them before shipment. So we collected a first and last payment. We funded the vendor in August. Mm-hmm. So during the verification call, you guys select a payment date. So from like August 10th, John, was the payment drafted August 10th or August 15th? September 10th or September 15th when the payment came out from Bluebridge Financial.
I don't want to argument because
I'm not.
I don't want to.
Ellen, I'm not.
Wanna,
I'm not arguing with anyone. I'm being very pleasant.
Okay, I'm sorry. I mean,
I'm trying to solve the issue.
I'm talking to Mr. Richard. It's same thing you said.
Yeah, Trust One just called me. So I'm not arguing with anyone at all. I'm not arguing with anyone.
Okay.
I'm here to help. I remember you and Trust One. There were some issues, and I don't argue with people. So we funded the transaction in August. John, do you know when the payment was drafted by Bluebridge Financial in September? What date was it? Do you know what your payment date is, by any chance?
I think about 10 or 12, something, September
12. So, set up a pay, and that was for 1 month of payment, correct?
I don't think so. There's a $2,448 something else.
Okay, and what is your monthly payment?
I think $3,000 something. Because you remember we deposited $7,000 something.
Let's take a look what your monthly payment is. Because I remember I took care of insurance for you guys, so you guys weren't at charge. And we can solve this issue. This is not a problem. I can figure this out. So you think your payment's around $3,000, correct?
$3,000?
Well, you said you think your payment's around $3,400, correct?
Yeah, a little over 30,000. Yeah, 30,300 or something else, I think.
All right, so let's figure this out for you. Give me a second here.
Okay, all right.
I'm here to help.
Thank you.
Yeah, I talked to Trust One, and they said you're having financial difficulties, and I said, well, if you're having financial difficulties, then we can't do the other loans from JJ, so I want to help out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here to help. let's see what we can do. John knows that I've always picked up the phone, correct, John? Never one to hide from. All right, so let's just bring this up. Bear with me. My system's loading, okay? So your monthly payment is around $3,338.74. That includes all the tax. So what was the amount drafted from your bank account?
It was $2,448 something else.
Okay. So I'm not entitled to do it, but during the verification phone call, they call you and they say, what payment date do you want? Do you remember what payment date you selected?
I think it was the 10th.
Okay. So one thing that I'm not understanding is, here's my understanding. If we funded you in August, and I just talked to Trust One, but you can let them know we already spoke. If we funded you in August, there's no way your first payment could be due in October, because your first payment would cover August, and then the second payment would be due in September, and then the third payment would be due in October. So you'd have 1 month of payments to cover before your other payment was due. But you're telling me the amount that was drafted from your bank account is not your monthly payment. Is that correct? It's a different amount.
Yeah, so different amounts, but what I thinking about, first we deposit, yes, I think it's over deposit. Maybe they deduct from my first deposit amount. But that's what I'm thinking about it.
No, the amount.
You see,
payment.
First,
go ahead.
Okay, it's going to be 3,300 something cents. It's supposed to. Deposit was 6,000 something else, but we deposited 7,800 something opposed to deposit, opposed to last.
Yeah, your first and last and a small documentation fee. Are you saying that it might have been a little over? Oh, because it was like on 100,000, right?
Yeah.
So you actually might have been an overage. Okay, so that's the first thing we got to make sure, if you got an overage. The second thing I got to figure out is, why is your payment different? So here's what I'd like you to do. Do you guys have a pen handy?
Oh, no, not yet.
Do you mind if I do some work for you? What I'm going to do is, I don't speak with them directly, but I'm going to have my funding department call Bluebridge, who's there collecting the payments, and see what that amount represents, because it might be a prorated period of rent. But I don't understand it, so I'm not going to tell you. Let me get on this right now, and then let me get back to you within... If I don't get here back with you within 2 hours, can you please give me a ring?
Sure.
Okay, let's figure this out. And so what was that amount again, 2,000 and what?
$2,448.
Okay.
Okay, can you, I'm going to give you exactly amount, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 minute. I have to open up the the online bank.
How are you doing, John?
Just tired.
No, and Helen, just so you know, I've been with our firm for a long time. I know there was a lot of back and forth with Trust One, and I tried to, you know, always not put myself in the middle. If I unintentionally said October, which I don't believe I did, my goal is to help your guys out for a long time. It's not to, like, tell you one thing and do another. So I don't see how it's possible how your second payment would be due in October, but I will do my best to figure this out. So what was that payment? Yeah, of course.
Oh, this payment is $2,448.72.
2448.72?
Yes.
Okay, but the last thing to do is this. I understand Trust One is calling you guys to help you guys out, but I had a basic conversation with them, and they're saying there might be some financial difficulties. If our funding department is made of anywhere of any type of financial difficulties, we can't move forward with the other loans. So we have to sort this out, or it would jeopardize the JJ Holdings loan. So I don't want to do that. I obviously want to help you guys. So let me figure that out. Helen, while I've got you on the phone, is there a progress on when JJ is delivering your equipment?
We're not ready to putting it in. It's maybe about a couple weeks.
Okay, but are they delivering to you without payment and they're going to get paid from us on delivery, correct?
Yes, please.
Correct. John, do you have the lease agreement for JJ?
What do you mean, JJ?
No, not lease agreement for JJ. For the space, correct.
Give me one second. I totally forgot about that.
No worries, man.
Mr. Rubin.
Yes.
Are you gonna help me for working capital?
Yeah, I was actually just gonna tell you what I can do. So there's a few options, and I want John to be on the phone when you have a chance.
Okay.
And Helen, I'll work as hard as possible for you. I really like working with John. I'm here to help.
Thank you very
much. Fun times.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. So tell me when you're ready. John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So, as I mentioned, we had an approval for your business for $225,000. We're not here to put any pressure on you. It's completely everyone's call. That approval expired in September. It doesn't exist anymore. I was able to get a backup approval for $150,000. John and I discussed this. The rules of that approval are pretty simple. The most on that program is $150,000. It's a 15-month term. It's actually a really good rate, but it's a 15-month term with a weekly or daily payment. The way that that program works is that essentially half the money has to go to you, only half to go to pay off a loan. And so with that program, they are capped. If you use that $150,000 loan, they're capped at a 50-50 split, which means that in order to do that specific approval, as I told John, it'd be 75-75. Your current balance with Seattle Prime is around 87. So basically, if you want to do that, we're reducing the rate up front. If you wanted to, I could send you loan documents today, Helen. You could complete those loan documents. You could send those documents to me. I could get everything cleared for you, and then we would call you and say, okay, in order to fund the loan, you pay Seattle Prime $12,000. Your balance is 75. You get 75. They get 75. It's done. This can be done by Friday. If that option does not work, I talked to someone who actually runs our working capital division. He's been with our company for about 6 years. He's an expert on this. There is one other product that we can explore. Have you guys ever heard of what's called an MCA or Merchant Cash Advance?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So basically, one of the things that's important to you, which I understand, is more money and most importantly, a longer term. 15 months, 18 months, 24 months, things like that. If you are interested, we have a program called a Merchant Cash Advance. Essentially, it's a working capital loan, but it's based off of your credit card receipts. So instead of you paying a fixed payment, you pay a percentage of the cards you run each week or each day. Basically, because of this, it's considered lower risk because you're always taking credit cards. No restaurant takes cash only, of course. So you're always taking credit cards. And because it's lower risk, it might get you a much longer term. If you are interested in doing that, I'm more than happy to get that going. That is another option.
Yes, sir.
Oh, 근데 그 두 번째 거 돈이 더 많이 주고.
근데 그 그 이제 그 뭐 credit card transaction 돈을 거기서 뭐 무슨 몇 프로를 가져간다고.
아, 그러니 그걸 알아봐 달라 그래. 얼마를 어떻게 해주는지 그것도 좀 알아봐 달라.
That's the second one better.
The merchant cash advance.
그거 좀 알아봐 달라고.
Can you find out more details about it, like how much we have to pay every month?
Yeah, absolutely. So here's what I'm going to do. I've already talked to the gentleman who does this. He's actually a friend of mine, and he's more than happy to do your file start to finish because he's the expert on it. So I already have most of the information I need. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to send you an email with what I need to get. I'm going to do it once I figure out the whole thing with Bluebridge. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to need 4 months of your merchant processing. So 4 months of your merchant processing statements. I'm also going to need Helen. I'm going to send her an application. And she's just going to need to sign date the middle again for a current application. Once I get and fill out the credit card information. Once I get that, I can give you some options within a day. It's pretty easy.
Okay.
All right.
엄마 이해 다 됐어?
아, 그냥 거의 most. I'm sorry. I'm not. Sometimes I don't. I'm not understand. I have to get it help from John.
No. It's nothing to be sorry with. It's not a problem at all. I completely understand.
Thank you.
So,
Mr. Rubin, thank you very much. You helped me.
Absolutely. So let's figure out. Let me figure out the whole payment date. This is John. Can you hear me? Okay or no?
Yes, I hear you. Perfect.
This is what I think is happening. During the phone call or the verification, it's not blaming anyone. During the phone call, the verification, they give the person a payment date. Do you want your payments due on the 10th? Do you want your payments due on the 15th? When do you want your payments due? My assumption is that the payment date due date was not like the 10th or the 15th, and that there's a small period of rent that they're charging that covers. Basically, my assumption is that during the phone call, some discussion was on October, and so they bumped the payment up to cover it, and they're covering a prorated period of the rent. They're covering like the 10th to the 30th or something like that. That's my assumption. But I don't like to assume anything. I'm going to find out of this information, and when I'll call you both back. We'll get on a conference call, and we'll solve this issue. In the meantime, if you want to gather your merchant statements, you'll get an email from me in the next 20 minutes on what I need on that, okay?
Ruben, one thing. Do you need to have the whole lease sign agreement, or it could be partial?
Just probably the last page that shows your signatures and the first page that shows the address and the company should be fine. I don't think that should be a problem.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get
and
to
then
you,
you know, okay. August is a little, you know, every year August is not higher, but September is more higher.
Helen, honest to be as honest as possible with you, I had like a really good approval for you, and I disagree with the I disagree. I think you guys should still qualify for that loan. They're just the underwriter's giving me a tough time, so I'm trying to find an avenue that might work better. But let's work on this. On the flip side, we're gonna find a solution here. I just want to make it a solution that you're happy with. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You got it. You got it. I'll make sure this happens. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
엄마 그 사결 그
여기 있어.